This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. Ever heard of intermittent epileptiform discharges? Sounds scary, right? But it's actually a fascinating area of research.
It is, and it's changing how we think about diagnosing and treating certain mental health conditions.
Really? Like what kind of conditions?
Think ADHD, autism, even treatment-resistant depression. It's all connected in surprising ways.
Wow. Okay, so let's unravel this mystery. What exactly are these IEDs? So these IEDs, they're brief bursts of electrical activity in the brain, right? Like tiny little glitches?
Exactly. They show up on an EEG as spikes or waves, traditionally linked to epilepsy, but we're finding them in people without seizures.
So they're not always a sign of epilepsy?
Not necessarily. They can be a sign of underlying cortical instability, impacting mood, attention, even behavior.
So if they're not causing seizures, how do they affect people?
They can mimic symptoms of other conditions, leading to misdiagnosis. Someone with IEDs might be labeled with ADHD or bipolar disorder when it's actually a neurological issue.
That's a huge problem. How do you even find these IEDs?
An EEG is key, but a standard EEG might miss them, so sometimes a longer, sleep-deprived EEG is needed.
So where in the brain do these IEDs pop up? Does it matter?
Absolutely. Frontal lobe IEDs might cause impulsivity, while temporal lobe ones could lead to emotional problems or memory issues. Location is crucial for understanding the symptoms.
Right. So it's not just about the presence of IEDs, but where they are.
Precisely. It's like a brain map of dysfunction.
The article mentions a high prevalence in autism and ADHD. Why is that?
These disorders often involve developmental brain abnormalities that make someone more susceptible to cortical instability and IEDs.
So it's a connection between brain development and these electrical glitches?
Exactly. It's not a simple cause and effect, but a complex interplay.
Okay, so someone has IEDs. What's the treatment approach?
It depends on the cause and location. Sometimes it's about addressing underlying issues like nutritional deficiencies or toxic exposures.
Like what kind of deficiencies?
Magnesium, zinc, even vitamin D. It's surprising how much these can impact brain function.
And what about medication?
Some medications can actually worsen IEDs, so careful medication selection is crucial. Low-dose anticonvulsants can sometimes help.
The article also mentions neurofeedback. How does that fit in?
Neurofeedback helps people learn to control their brain waves, potentially reducing IED activity. It's a non-pharmacological approach.
So it's like training the brain to self-regulate?
Exactly. It's a promising avenue, especially for those who don't respond well to medication.
The article emphasizes the importance of neurologists in interpreting EEGs. Why is that?
Neurologists are trained to spot subtle patterns and understand the clinical significance of IEDs. Even in the absence of seizures, they can help avoid misinterpretations.
So it's a team effort between psychiatrists and neurologists?
Absolutely. A collaborative approach is essential for accurate diagnosis and treatment.
The case study of Alina really highlights the impact of this. She was misdiagnosed for years, right?
Yes, initially diagnosed with anxiety and then bipolar disorder. But the EEG revealed IEDs, leading to a completely different treatment plan.
And it worked?
Dramatically. Once they addressed the underlying neurological issue, her symptoms improved significantly.
This whole approach seems to align with the idea of precision psychiatry.
Exactly. It's about moving beyond just symptoms and looking at the underlying biology. IEDs provide a valuable biomarker.
So it's about treating the root cause, not just masking the symptoms?
Precisely. It's a more targeted and effective approach.
Are there any challenges in implementing this approach more widely?
Cost, access to EEGs, and a lack of awareness among clinicians are all barriers. More training and education are needed.
So it's about raising awareness and making this technology more accessible.
Exactly. It has the potential to revolutionize how we approach certain mental health conditions.
Let's recap. IEDs are more common than we thought. They can mimic other conditions, and EEG is crucial for diagnosis. Treatment involves addressing underlying issues and using neurofeedback or medication as needed.
And it's a team effort requiring collaboration between psychiatrists and neurologists. It's a paradigm shift in how we approach mental health. It's about looking beyond the symptoms and understanding the underlying neurobiology. It's a more holistic and effective approach to care.
That was a great discussion. Thanks for sharing your expertise.